India is one of the countries that still has a sizable number of child laborers. It is estimated about 14.4% of children between the age of 10 and 14 years are employed in child labor. This is more so in production centers or let's say street vending and similar activities, some of which are also hazardous in fact. In fact, this is a very serious issue in India, and there have been some institutional mechanism within the country in order to address this issue, particularly at the central government level. They have instituted a central child welfare board. Similarly, in each state, they have also their child welfare boards instituted. In addition to that, there are also a number of national and regional NGOs trying to help those children who are working in the child labor centers. By law, it is prohibited in the country. In fact, it is a punishable crime to employ children of this age in any production unit or any form of labor. But the fact is that it continues in different parts of the country. In the farm labor, on the farms, you find children employed. In factories, in small restaurants, and similar activities, you do find the presence of children. It's rather unfortunate, and as Cardinal has rightly pointed out, there has to be a more concerted effort on the part of the civil society as well as the government to find a solution to this rampant problem of child labor.
And what is the Catholic Church doing to address this problem?
You know, the church organizations run many centers, particularly for street children, children who are abandoned in the streets. That's a big number of street children in Indian cities and towns. So as much as possible, church has opened centers in order to rehabilitate these children, to educate them, and also to employ them as much as possible. But once again, it is just a drop in the ocean, as I said before, given the enormity of the problem and the magnitude of children working at that age. Well, with the limited resources, churches open centers, which is also motivating several other organizations to work for the children and their, affiliates, particularly providing them education and wherever possible, make them employable in whatever way possible. Basically, I think one of the rampant problems in India with the growing urbanization is the migration of rural children to urban centers. That's why you find the big presence of the children in the streets of urban centers of India. This is partly due to the urbanization of India. Secondly, big companies, involved in mining and other industrial activities in rural areas. Consequently, these people are displaced. Some of them come to the urban centers. Therefore, you do find this internal displacement as one of the major reasons behind the number of children coming to city centers and become laborers.
Is there anything more that the international community or the church at large can do to help the church in India deal with the problem of child labor?
I think we have not given adequate attention to this problem as we should have been. In fact, along with a number of other developmental and welfare schemes launched by the church and the international community, although UNESCO has a wing for the welfare of children, many other international organizations have it, Help a Child or, let's say, adoption a scheme for the children and so on. And yet, I think there is an enormous problem out in Asian countries like India, China, Bangladesh, and many other countries, Pakistan, and many other countries, you do find a major problem. One thing I think there has to be a national policy, very strong policy that is implemented to completely root out this, shall I say, inhuman practice of employing children in production centers, in factories, on the farmland, and so on. And there has to be international convention which is enforceable, like, for example, human rights, or let's say freedom of religion, rights, etc., are being enforced by UN in certain contexts. Similarly, I think there has to be a certain amount of international understanding, and there has to be a convention wherein some international bodies can also enforce this kind of laws in some countries. I think that will make a qualitative change.